page 286. So again, we're talking about brachos. So the Machaber says, "Al yamin v'anoros, on bodies of water and rivers, harim v'gvos, hills and mountains and hills, mibaros, and on deserts." We're lucky in Los Angeles; we got all these things, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about rivers. Well, we got the Los Angeles River.
Yeah.
I don't know if you made a brach on that, but anyways. But it might be a different bracha, you're right. Omer, bracha to Hashem Elokim, Melchom, Osamas Breshis. Now again, Osama Hashem creates things from time of Breshis. So we'll see as we go through this. Again, as Mishpura says, we recognize today, we see the greatness, we extol the greatness of Hashem. So we know that this place, these things were from Shesh Mei Breshis, and it's still around, it's still here. So that's why we make this bracha. Now again, as we go through this, the idea again is that we recognize the greatness of Hashem. So one of the ideas is going to be that it has to be something that's awe-inspiring. So, I don't know. Going to Beverly Hills, like there's hills, right? That's why they call it Beverly Hills, right? That's why the people who live like, oh, here, one time I was talking to somebody, he says, yeah, I live in the hills. That person lives in the flats, right? They call it the flats. So, you know, but even Beverly Hills, even in the nice houses, you know, the hills are not so awe-inspiring. So, so again, you wouldn't make a bracha on that. And we'll see as we go along. We're going to talk about that. In other words, okay, if we see an ocean, we'll see more about that a little later, ocean or mountains or things like that. So let's say, again, in our day and age, let's say you're flying at 20,000 feet, 25,000 feet, 30,000 feet, and then they say, if you look out on the right, you see the Grand Canyon. So, you know, like, you know, I don't know. I've seen it a few times from 30,000 feet, but I've never seen it up close. So is it, like, awe-inspiring? I don't know. You think it's awe-inspiring from 30,000 feet?
No, it's awe-inspiring seeing that close.
Okay, yeah. So the story I tell is, there was a couple years there when there was a bunch of chasanas that we used to go to Toronto. So that we figured all these cheap ways to go to Toronto. So one time, we had gone like 3, 4, 5 times already. And so so one time we were going another time. And the way we used to do it is, you fly to Buffalo. Who flies to Buffalo? I hope nobody's listening from Buffalo. You know, so it wasn't expensive. And then to rent a car in Buffalo, it's an hour and a half to Toronto. It wasn't expensive, right? Everything's, you know. So one of those times, since I had gone a number of times, I was the driver. So I told the guys, we're stopping at Niagara Falls. No, don't stop at Niagara Falls. You see it on the cards and the postcards, and you see it in this, and you see that. I thought, I want to stop at Niagara Falls. It's the fourth, fifth time I'm going. I want to stop at Niagara Falls. So we stopped in Niagara Falls. And you know what? It's really, it's not like the postcard. It's not like the postcard. It's you know, like, wow, it's amazing. So that's supposed to, it's a Moser Shmuz, right? It's a Moser Shmuz. And that's the idea of the bracha. So we're going to get into this later about, so you see it from 30,000 feet. You know, Asma, right? We'll see an ocean. You see, we'll get into this also a little more also as we get into it. How about us? Again, we'll see like how often you make this bracha on a sea. We'll see about this later. But we live by the ocean, so maybe we don't go all the time. I don't know when the last time I was down by. But you know, you take the 405 going south, so you see the ocean. You know, for us to see the Pacific, somebody else to see the Pacific is like, wow. Another thing is that no, you know. Okay, it might be a problem, but again, we'll discuss from a halachic standpoint whether we make this bracha. The alayama gadol, on the big yam.
Mediterranean.
And the Machaber says, v'hu yam she'ovrim bo le'eretz Yisrael. It's the sea that you take to get to Eretz Yisrael, ul Mitzrayim, and to Egypt. So that's the Mediterranean, right? The Pacific doesn't do it. The Atlantic doesn't do it. Right? Omer, this is a special bracha, bracha tashem elokei malachom, Osa Hayamagadol. That Hashem, you made the Yamagadol. Some have instead of osa asa, right? You know, we have this old, this is an old story, whether it's present tense or past tense, asa, right? You made, you know, but whatever. So in other words, the simple explanation, this part of the halakha is that since it's the sea that is connected to Eretz Yisrael, so even though they knew back then it wasn't the largest sea, right? They knew about the Atlantic, knew the Atlantic was bigger, but still we call the Yama Gadol, the big sea, even though geographically it's not bigger, but still it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. So, right? So that gives a chashivus, gives an importance. So therefore, again, remember we talked about this all the way at the beginning when we were talking about brachos. So really bread or great or wine, right? All these things that could really have a different bracha, like shahakol or a mezonos or something. Why Chazal make a special bracha for wine and for bread? Answer is because it's chashuv, right? It's important. Bread, wine, these are, so therefore Chazal made a separate bracha for it. So the same thing applies to the Mediterranean, according to this opinion. Mediterranean, since it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it's a special body of water. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The chashivus of Eretz Yisrael, therefore, it's given its own separate bracha. It's given its own separate bracha. Okay. So we will get into this a little more tomorrow. We will see that the second opinion, the second halacha about the Yama Gadol, about the Mediterranean, well, I'll tease you a little bit with it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, okay, so the simple explanation is, the Mechaber holds that on the Mediterranean, you make the bracha, Shasa Yama Gadol, this special bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are a number of opinions. Achronim will disagree with this, and that and these Achronim hold the Yama Gadol is the Atlantic. It's the Atlantic. And the Atlantic is the Yama Gadol, it's the, you know, and therefore, because it is the, I think the Pacific might be bigger, but whatever, however you might consider it, that's the Yama Gadol. All the seas, all the water flows to it, goes around the entire world. Again, according to this opinion, Atlantic and Pacific are like the same thing. And therefore, you make this special bracha, Shasa Yama Gadol, or Osa Yama Gadol, on the Atlantic. And on the Mediterranean, you'd make the regular bracha for a big body of water, Osamas Bereshis. Now, just to sum it up very quickly, there's a big machlokus about this, so what do you do? So again, the question is, what do you do? So, many poskim passing like this second opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you make the Osa Yama Gadol on the Atlantic. What do you do about the Mediterranean? So they come up with a cute, an interesting idea. You say, bro, you make the regular bracha. Bracha Tashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Osa Ma'ase Bereishis V'sha'asa HaYama Gadol. And that way, you cover all the bases. So, okay. So tomorrow we'll get into rivers. What type of rivers? Again, we said rivers. Which rivers? What type of rivers? The Los Angeles River? We'll talk about that in a minute. Hopefully. Tomorrow.